Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., all rights reserved.
We're back. 12 after, a little Dire Straits there, Mr. Mark Knopfler on guitar. What a great band that is. Good music they put out. And Mark Knopfler, I could sit and watch him play guitar all day. Great fingers. All right, we're going to talk about resolutions because we haven't hooked up with Mr. Bo Peabody, but we may do this later on. But right now, I want to get back into our resolutions. By the way, my website, before we do, I want to remind you how you can subscribe to my newsletter. My website is jbsba.com or jimblasingame.com or smallbusinessadvocate.com. Either one of those will get you to the same location where you can subscribe to my newsletter. You can listen to thousands, count them thousands of archives of past shows that we've done, and hundreds of articles written by me and by my Brain Trust members. And you can find all the Brain Trust members there, including their body of work that they've done with us, like their articles and their archives. And we got some exciting stuff coming up. We're working feverishly to bring you some new stuff that I think you'll like, and some things that I think will make the things that we do even more valuable to you. And that's I'm really excited about some of the new stuff we're going to have on our website, and I can't wait to tell you about it. Right now, I'm just going to tease you about it a little bit. Okay, let's talk about. I want to do some more management resolutions. This is number three. I resolve to consider outsourcing non-strategic assignments, like payroll, for example, so that all in-house activity is focused directly on what our company does best. Now think about that, folks. Let that roll around into your head a little bit. You know, outsourcing is the process of adding a strategic vendor to your operation in order to increase capability and efficiencies. Outsourcing is a process of adding a strategic vendor. Not just a vendor, not just somebody else to sell you something, the third company that can sell you one type of a product. That's just increasing your vendor list. Outsourcing is adding a strategic vendor to a critical point to specifically increase capability and efficiency. And as outsourcing has come of age in the last quarter century, we've really discovered that there are very few operating tasks that can't be outsourced. In fact, there's a whole industry of intermediation services which has sprung up, and that's being developed right now. Here's the good news for small business: as outsourcing evolves, intermediation services, which is basically outsourcing, are becoming more bite-sized to fit our special requirements and our diminutive budgets. And what that means is as outsourcing has evolved, the capabilities, the opportunities out there for you and me to plug in as a strategic vendor, not just a vendor, somebody who can sell something to a larger company, but actually go in and assume an important role in the operation of a customer, maybe a larger customer, maybe a huge customer. Not even a customer that has a plant near you. Maybe it's somebody that doesn't have a company doesn't have anything near you, but you've gone out there and you've gotten this business. And you've become a critical strategic vendor, a strategic partner, taking an important piece, maybe a teeny tiny piece, but it's an important piece. We found out how important the O-rings are. You know what an O-ring is? It's a little bitty rubber seal that maybe weighs like a tenth of an ounce. We found out how important O-rings are to space shuttles, didn't we? Well, it's possible for you to take a tiny, tiny little piece, but a very important piece of a big business's operation as a strategic vendor, as an outsourced resource for these people. I want you to really think about this, not only to outsource for yourself. This is a two-edged sword. Not only to outsource for yourself, and that's where I'm headed in just a second, but also to remember that that's where opportunity is for you. There are all kinds of intermediation services available today for us. people to come in and be an intermediary for us, a strategic vendor for us, to be a part of our operation. And those are the services that are available in little bite-size units and pricing is available to us. And so here's the question. Here's the thing that I want you to ask. For our businesses, the question of whether we should outsource something or not should be answered with this simple 6-word question. And I ask people this all the time. Must this task be done in-house? And in-house is one word, so don't count the words on me there. So must this task be done in-house? Now that's what I want you to ask yourself. And that's what I want you to ask your customers. I want you to use that word all the time when you're having meetings with your managers, with your staff, and you're trying to find you're saying, okay, we've got we got more than we can do here. We're starting to get behind on our projects. We need more people. We need to hire another person, somebody says. We need to build another office. We need to lease another office. We need to add another floor. We need to build another building. We need to buy another vehicle, et cetera, et cetera. Before you do that, before you make that extra commitment, ask yourself, must that task, now that we've identified where we're stuck, now that we've identified where our efficiencies are lagging behind, we've identified where the problem is, because I'm having the boss is having to spend too much time doing payroll, or somebody's taking too long to collect our money, or it's taking too long to expedite an order, or whatever it might be. Our trucks are not really adequate to deliver the stuff that the level of deliveries that we have right now. Whatever it might be, wherever we're stuck. Instead of ramping up with our own capital items, instead of having to capitalize those things ourselves by borrowing money for a new truck or making an increased commitment to payroll, whatever your solution might be, ask this question. Must this be done in-house? And if the answer is no, meaning that it's not one of our core competencies, it's not something that involves one of our proprietary projects. If it doesn't have to be done in-house, then send it somewhere else. And I want to talk about how to ask that question of your customers when we come back after these messages. It's 20 after. Stay with me. We'll be right back. The late great Marvin Gaye, ladies and gentlemen, doesn't get any better than Marvin Gaye. I still miss him. We're back. It's 23 after. I guess you figured that out, didn't you? I'm talking about resolution number 3. It's all about outsourcing. So in your business, I want you to say, must this be done in-house? Is this something I have to do? I don't have to do payroll in-house. I don't even have to do my own accounting in-house. You can still manage your checkbook, but you don't have to do your accounting in-house. Must I do my own delivery to outlying areas? Can I outsource that? Must I manage my warehouse? Guess what? There are people out there who will do that. Must I manage my own healthcare programs and my own retirement programs? No, you don't have to do that. Other people can do that. Remember this, folks. What is the business you're in? Start with that. What is the business you're in? I'm in the shoelaces business. I make and sell shoelaces. Anything that doesn't directly support the servicing of customers, to the manufacturing, distribution, selling, and customer service of shoelaces, anything that doesn't directly support that can be done somewhere else. And if you'll focus on that, if you'll start using all these intermediary services that are available out there, this whole industry of intermediation that's out there, if you'll start using that, what you'll find is that you'll need less capital because you don't have to capitalize things you don't have to do yourself. You'll need, you'll have fewer employees to manage. And that means when things slow down a little bit, you can ramp down. And when things speed up a little bit, you can ramp up much quicker. And the other thing is the capability, the equipment, the assets of those companies and the power that they can give you is going to be on a much higher level because you're taking a piece of what they do as professionals and you're letting them do it for you. It's a much higher level of capability than what you're going to have yourself, because in those areas, in those non-core areas, you're not a professional. You're not the best that anybody can be. You don't have the latest and greatest assets and capability, but they do. And I'm telling you, it is a great way to for small businesses to do business, outsourcing. Now, I want to go back to, what do we do about our customers? How do we talk about this to our customers? What do we say to our customers? We say to our customers, must this be done in-house? There are two ways of looking at something. If a big business is, in the old days, and I'm going to use some simple examples. In the old days, every paintbrush that got moved, every paint can that got opened for maintenance was done by an employee of the company. Every blade of grass that was mowed around that plant was mowed by an employee of the company. Every light bulb that was changed, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera, was done by an employee of the company, which means that they had all the benefits, all the stuff that went along with it, just like somebody who was out there operating the mill. Well, guess what? That's not the way they're doing it anymore. And so if they will hire somebody to do non-core things, then they might hire you to do non-core things. And in today's world, more and more companies are breaking down those non-core things into smaller little pieces. And they're hiring companies, small companies in many cases, to take those projects and deliver them well. And if that's what you do very well, if you're the best painter, if you're the best lawn service, if you're the best, whatever it might be, maybe it's technology, maybe it's making sure that their computers are running properly, or their networking is done. They don't have to have networking employees. They can have a networking vendor like you, somebody who knows that sort of thing. In the 21st century, you and I are more likely to be a partner with a big business than we are just to be a vendor. I really want you to start thinking about that even if you do wind up being a vendor, you will be a better vendor. You'll be a much more secure, you'll have a much more secure relationship with this customer if, as a vendor, you talk to them as if you were a partner. You think of them as if you were a partner. You give them a proposal that's based on you being a partner with them. And you know the difference between a vendor and a partner, right? A vendor, you don't even have to call back. You just call them when you need something. A partner gets invited to key meetings to decide where we're going next. A partner gets called in to say, we got a problem, will you help us solve it? A partner is somebody that these big businesses need and that they don't just not call back. And so regardless of how you plug in with your customers, think of them as partners. Think of them as, must this be done in-house, not only for your own company, but for your customers as well. That's a great attitude to have. Must this be done in-house? Outsourcing is the best thing to happen to small business. 29 After, I'll be right back with Mr. Rod Kurtz. He's small business editor with Business Week Online. This show is brought to you by IBM and Office Depot.
Through this world, nothing can stop a Duke-a-ver. And you.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.